Be present and mindful during the following reading by Cahil Gibran from his masterpiece, The Prophet. It's a poetic essay on work. Pay attention to your breathing as I read, to the sensations of the air going in and out of your nose, and to the sensations of your chest or stomach rising and falling. And this will assist you in staying present and open during this reading. You will begin to have impressions and ideas about the work in your own life. As these come to you, take a moment at the end of this meditation to write them down. This process of writing down impressions and then acting on them will give you access to more personal guidance than you have ever thought possible. You will get better and better at recognizing this guidance when it comes, and more confident in your ability to receive direction in your life, which is personal to you. Then a plowman said, "Speak to us of work." And he answered, saying, "You work that you may keep pace with the earth and the soul of the earth. For to be idle is to become a stranger unto the seasons, and to step out of life's procession that marches in majesty and proud submission towards the infinite. When you work, you are a flute through whose heart the whispering of the hours turns to music. Which of you would be a reed, dumb and silent, when all else sings together in unison? Always you have been told that work is a curse and labor a misfortune. But I say to you that when you work, you fulfill a part of the earth's furthest dream, assigned to you when that dream was born. And in keeping yourself with labor, you are in truth loving life. And to love life through labor is to be intimate with life's inmost secret. But if in your pain you call birth an affliction, and the support of the flesh a curse written upon your brow, then I answer that not but the sweat of your brow shall wash away that is written. You have been also told that life is darkness, and in your weariness you echo what was said by the weary. And I say that life is indeed darkness, save when there is urge. And all urge is blind, save when there is knowledge. And all knowledge is vain, save when there is work. And all work is empty, save when there is love. When you work with love, you bind yourself to yourself and to one another and to God. And what is it to work with love? It is to weave the cloth with threads drawn from your heart, even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. It is to build a house with affection, even as if your beloved were to dwell in that house. It is to sow seeds with tenderness and reap the harvest with joy, even as if your beloved were to eat the fruit. It is to charge all things you fashion with a breath of your own spirit, and to know that all the blessed dead are standing about you and watching. Often I have heard you say, as if speaking in sleep, "He who works in marble and finds the shape of his own soul in the stone is nobler than he who plows the soil, and he who seizes the rainbow to lay it on a cloth in the likeness of man is more than he who makes the sandals for our feet." But I say, not in sleep, but in the overwakefulness of noontide, that the wind speaks no more sweetly to the giant oaks than to the least of all blades of grass. And he alone is great who turns the voice of the wind into a song made sweeter by his own loving. Work is love made visible. And if you cannot work with love, but only with distaste, it is better that you should leave your work and sit at the gate of the temple and take alms of those who work with joy. For if you bake bread with indifference, You bake a bitter bread that feeds but half man's hunger. And if you grudge the crushing of the grapes, your grudge distills a poison in the wine. And if you sing those angels and love not the singing, you muffle man's ears to the voices of the day and the voices of the night.